name's Tessa Young. I'm a estate gardener here. I manage the gardens throughout the property, so that includes the kitchen garden, the formal gardens, which has three separate gardens within it, as well as I also plant the decorative pots throughout the grounds and take care of the camels.
I'm Greg. I'm the assistant to the grounds and gardens here at Rough Point, and I tend to float between both crews to help with mowing, tending to the lawn, to the gardens with Tessa, and just an all-around helpful person.
I think one of the things that makes the kitchen garden very special is because every time you walk in there, it's going to be a little bit different. What's exciting about that is that it's just a rotation all the time. So you could come here one week and see it, and then next week it'll be completely different with different plants in different spots. And there's a little bit more creativity that goes into the plantings of that garden. So for being a gardener, it's more fun to take care of because you get to put your own styles and stuff into it.
The grounds cover a lot of area, so you have diversity from the formal gardens over to the kitchen gardens to the sprawling landscape and the gorge and the valleys, and every part has its own view of the ocean, it has its own sun, it has its own atmosphere, really. So anywhere you go, you're going to experience something a little different.
If you're here in July, early July, don't miss the Rose Arbor. And the Rose Arbor is in the formal gardens. If you're here in early spring, you don't want to miss the Nishiki Willow in the vegetable garden because that just is beautiful when it's leafing out. In general, I wouldn't want to miss the ocean view. That in itself is just totally beautiful. You won't get another view like that anywhere else in Newport.
I would definitely not miss the Witch Hemlock Grove that's on the east side of the property. It's a very shady, beautiful, quiet, serene area that just rounds out your experience when you visit the grounds.
This year, we've made some changes in the formal gardens to incorporate more annuals because when Doris Duke was here, her garden beds were mostly annuals from Duke Farms in New Jersey. So that's kind of cool because now you can go out there and maybe try to imagine amongst all the perennials where the annuals are, how it might have looked when she was here. The roses used in the Rose Arbor were selected by Doris Duke. They aren't actually climbing roses. They are rambling roses. So in order to maintain them, we have to be sure to keep pulling them up. Supposedly, she actually helped plant some of them too, so that's cool. In the vegetable garden, we have an old plant list of what it was that she used to have planted in there to use in her own kitchen space, and we do plant some of those vegetables as well as herbs.
Once we're done with the hedges, it's time to start pruning.
But basically, when the guys prune the hedges, by the time they start in the spring and get to the middle of the sun and finish all the hedges around the property, they have to start again back at where they were. So that kind of gives you an idea, and it takes months of consistent work.
One tip would be to not be scared to dive in and try things, because there's a lot of opportunity for plants to cooperate together. Studying with the ground crew about companion planting, you can learn that things help each other in more ways than you can tell.
Always have fun experimenting in your garden beds. Don't be afraid that you're going to mess something up or something won't look right, because when you experiment with your own gardens at home or letting plants do something or grow a certain way that you're not accustomed to letting it do, then you will learn more about your gardens and about the plants that you work with.
Thanks for taking the time to check out what we have going on here, and I hope you really find something that inspires you to do something more with what you're working with. Thank you.
Enjoy.